Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
Yeah, there you go. That's my favorite part, by the way. And even Andy Williams there with Happy Holidays. Little bit of the jingle bells. You may hear a lot of jingle bells if you're heading down Center Ridge in North Ridgeville tomorrow. It is the 14th annual Holiday on the Ridge, sponsored by the North Ridgeville Visitors Bureau. And to talk to us about that is Dale Knoll. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. Are you all ready for the big citywide event tomorrow?
Just about ready. And all of our shops and our locations on the tour are putting their final touches on it as well.
Dale, is it sort of an organized tour, or is it just basically you've got a a number of shops that are doing special things and are open tomorrow?
Right. It's a self-guided event, so you can spend as much time as you want at each location. And, of course, we do have 23, and it's comprised of special events, business open houses, and 6 craft shows. So it's a day-long effort, and it's wonderful. It ushers in our Christmas season here.
Well, I can tell a day long because you start with pancakes and you have lunch on the list, too. So this is going to be
Yeah, we do. And then we end up everything with, at 5 o'clock, a tree lighting for the city. And then our Old Town Hall Theater is having 2 one-act plays with their youth theater group. And so it'll go until easily 10 o'clock tomorrow night.
Where can we get the pancakes? Let's start there.
The pancakes are served by the Kiwanis and the Key Club at North Ridgeville High School off of Bainbridge Road.
And, again, this goes on tomorrow from 9 until 8 o'clock. I guess that's where the tree lighting goes, taking
place.
Well,
the tree lighting is at 5, and 8 o'clock begins the Old Town Hall Theater.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Pancakes are in the morning until noon. And then at noon, for those folks who have little ones, grandparents, aunts, and uncles, they can take their children over to Journey of Faith Lutheran Church, where they're going to have a luncheon, a free luncheon, with all the characters from the movie Frozen. So that's going to be a really, really popular attraction over there with the frenzy all surrounding the Disney movie.
Talk about some of the places, the shops that will be open along the way, the variety of different places people can visit.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things that, as the Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau, we certainly want to stress that all your listeners should shop local, shop small. These shop owners, their livelihood is based on the holiday shopping season. And so they're all your friends and neighbors, and we certainly encourage all that. They're friendly. They want to service you as a customer. But Busher's Hardware Store is always everyone's favorite because they're the local hardware store. And anything you could possibly imagine, they've got gifts for dad and for son-in-laws and even for the handy woman, as they call it, all kinds of projects that can be accomplished with their tools and their paints and gadgets. And certainly for the season, Don Mold's Garden Center, cannot stress the freshness of their trees. In fact, they were just cutting down some trees just the other day from their actual nurseries right here in town. Jenny's Popcorn, Poppy's Popcorn, they are wonderful. They are our local popcorn manufacturer, and they ship all around the United States. So they're going to have their snack shop open on Saturday. So it's a great time to go out, pick up some snacks for that Christmas party. They do shipping. They do corporate gifts, and they are wonderful. Can't say enough about them on Taylor Parkway. Curvy Consignments, that is another great shop for the plus-size woman and big dudes for the big guys out there. So they've got a lot of specialty items in there. Lahoti's Hallmark is always a very, very popular place. It's a gold crown Hallmark store. So they've got, they're just stocked full of all kinds of gifts and, of course, the ever-popular Hallmark cards as well. Blue Barn. They have a lot of antiques and collectibles in there. And so for anyone who is looking for that special item or collectible piece, that might be a place that they definitely need to put on their calendar for stopping by. We've got the Historical Museum that's going to be open, which is rare. They normally are only open one Sunday a month, and they're going to be open on Saturday this time. So they're going to be joining in on the tour, and that'll be in the Old Town Hall building where the theater is in later on in the evening. But J&P Custom Floor Covering, if you're thinking about putting new flooring in your home or your office, that would be a great place to stop by and see what they have to offer. And they're just as, even though they're not affiliated with a large chain or a franchise operation, they have great prices there and certain top-notch quality service. So,
Dale, everything gets its start once upon a time. In this case, 14 years ago or so. How did this all come to be?
It all came to be because a lot of these things were actually going on independently of each other. And they came to me at the Visitors Bureau and said, hey, you know, this is going on, that's going on, the tree lighting's going on, we've got our shop open house. Why can't you coordinate it for us? And so it was one of those things where I took the idea to my Visitors Bureau committee members, and we talked about it, and lo and behold, 14 years later, we're still going strong. Prior to that, we were organizers of North Ridgeville's first night New Year's Eve celebration, and we did that for many, many years. I think it was done in the city for a total of 13 years. But it was one of those things where it became it was a very expensive event to produce, and we just needed to go in a little bit different direction. So we picked this idea up, and we coordinated it. Everybody works independently. We did not take their autonomy away. Some of these craft shows have been going on for over 30 years. And as a result, we let them keep their identity, that we let them keep their names, and we just put it under the umbrella of Holiday on the Ridge. And so we help promote it and certainly help organize everybody. And so that's the way it is, and it's worked out very successfully. So this year, last year, we only had 19 locations, and this year we're up to 23. So it is growing. Every year it gets larger and larger. And again, people can pick and choose what they want to go to. Maybe you like to go to craft shows, but you may not want to go to all six of them because really you can't fit in all 23 stops in the time that you have to spend at the event all day. So people pick and choose what interests them. Ooh, one other thing I want to mention, too. Grateful Dog Bakery.
Are you there now?
They're my friends.
What's going on in that background?
Well, that's just my friends here were reminding me about. They wanted to make sure that you mentioned that, too.
Oh, okay. Well, good. So Grateful Dog is a shop that specializes in doggy treats, and they do have a few things for their feline friends, too. So that would be a great place to go. And then go head on over to Canine Elite 911. That is a dog obedience school. But people can go over there and take a look. They can exercise their dogs. And it's just a cool place to go. And, you know, if you are thinking about training, getting your dog in obedience school, they're giving 10% off that day for anybody who stops by. And a lot of these places are offering 25% off everything in the store or 10%, 15% off everything. So it really pays to come out that day, which is tomorrow. So we're really looking forward to it. It'd be nice if we had just a teeny bit of dusting of snow, but, you know, we'll take it. It doesn't matter. As long as it's not raining, we'll be good.
23 different locations featured tomorrow in North Ridgeville. Last night there were 22, shall we say, non-alcoholic drink providers at the Zero Proof Mix-Off. How many did you hit?
I had every single one of them. Every single one. And I paid for it last night because I could not fall asleep because I think I had too much sugar or something. So, but that was a great event last night. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, next week we will be out at the City Diner in North Ridgeville for the WEOL Morning Show Spotlighting North Ridgeville. Hope to see you out there, and we're going to be talking to a lot of the people in the community as well, the mayor and everybody. So, kind of a fun weekend, and we'll see the folks there on Monday in North Ridgeville. But this weekend, tomorrow, gets underway at 9 o'clock, goes from 9 to 4. It's the 14th annual Holiday on the Ridge. Dale Knoll, thanks for sharing a part of your day with us. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for the opportunity.